Understandably, the idea of a stepped-up U.S. presence on Russia's border has Moscow nervous. The first official reaction came today from Russia's foreign minister, Igor Ivanov.
Что касается возможного появления американских военных...
Regarding possible U.S. military deployment in Georgia, we think it could further aggravate the situation in the region, which is difficult as it is. That's our position, and Washington is well aware of it.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in the Russian capital now, but he's just returned from Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia, and he joins us. Lawrence, fairly sharp words there from the Russian foreign minister. What exactly are the Russian concerns?
Well, ostensibly, what Foreign Minister Ivanov is saying is that American troops in Georgia will further complicate the situation in the Caucasus, which is a very volatile region. And we're not talking about Central Asia here, where we know that there are U.S. troops in Uzbekistan, in Kyrgyzstan. This is a country which borders with Russia, and this will be seen as a setback for the Kremlin, which had supported the U.S. on the war on terrorism, and now U.S. troops are right on its border.
It's not just about U.S.-Russian relations, is it? This is also about Russia's very complicated relations with Georgia.
Well, even in Soviet days, Georgia was seen as a republic which resisted, fiercely resisted, efforts at Russifying. There were demonstrations, for instance, when the Soviet Union tried to make Russian an official language in Georgia during the Soviet period. Then there's the very specific relationship between Edward Shevardnadze and Russia. Edward Shevardnadze was, of course, the Soviet foreign minister under Mikhail Gorbachev. He is seen as having given away East Germany, as having led the Soviet Union to its disintegration. He's reviled by many politicians in Russia. And as president of Georgia, he's taken his country on a firmly pro-Western course, and he's tried to reduce Russian influence as much as possible. There are also many outstanding issues between Georgia and Russia which have emerged over the past few years. Georgia accuses Russia of supporting separatist movements in Georgia itself. Georgia has often talked about joining NATO. It has tried to close Russian military bases in Georgia. So there is a long history of bad relations which have continued right up to this day.
Is this a shift in attitude towards the United States? Russia's President Vladimir Putin was the first to call President Bush after the September 11th attacks and express sympathy. This seems like a new wave of anti-Americanism, perhaps.
Well, President Putin himself hasn't commented at all on the news that U.S. troops may be landing in Georgia. It's just a very sensitive issue for the Kremlin. Again, we are talking about U.S. troops being right on the Russian border, possibly. And it certainly would be a big blow to Russian pride. Russia has tried to maintain its influence in the Caucasus after the breakup of the Soviet Union. It's a region of tremendous strategic importance. There is the oil of the Caspian, which flows through Georgia. This also comes on the heels of the Olympic Games, which were taken... In Russia, there was tremendous outpouring of feeling that the Russian Olympic team had been dealt with unfairly in Salt Lake City. So I don't know if we can say if it heralds a new era of anti-Americanism, but certainly this is going to be seen as a setback for the Kremlin and another thorn in American-Russian relations.
Lawrence, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets speaking to us from Moscow.